What? Happy Halloween?
It's the sports program on TSPN with Derek, Zach, and Sean, who's been here the whole time. Head over to timespentpoorly.com and give the show a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and help move this show into more people's suggested lists. This show is also streamed live on many platforms, including YouTube, Twitch, and Periscope. Follow and subscribe so you don't miss out on an opportunity to chat in and give the guys a piece of your mind during the broadcast. Want to support the show? Great! Go to patreon.com/timespentpoorly to see how you can do that. And now, it's my pleasure to bring you the hosts of the sports program on TSPN, Derek, Zach, and Sean.
I messed that
up. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. We are live at 5-ish. Nope, it's 10:19 on a Saturday. Man, I'm amped. I'm amped. I'm ready.
I'm freaking jacked.
And loaded. Freaking jacked. Happy Halloween also.
Yeah.
How exciting for us. That's actually pure coincidence that we are doing the show on Halloween. We just couldn't do the show last night. So yeah, we wanted to do a Halloween show, and that's the way it's always been, and that's the way we always intended it.
I don't think we've ever not done a Halloween show.
That's true. Yeah. Absolutely.
Very festive. Very festive we are.
We're huge holiday nuts.
Currently, the Clemson Tigers are down at home by 11 points to Boston College. College football, boys.
I know. Pac-12 is almost back, baby. But for now, I guess. I mean, the ACC has been primarily what I've been watching. I watched Ohio State last week. I watched a few other games. I think I watched the Texas game at one point too, but the ACC so far has been the most fun to watch. If Boston College wins that game, I think it makes it even more interesting. Finally, some parity in the ACC this year.
Yeah.
It only took Trevor Lawrence getting COVID for a little parity to happen. So,
and he's out for this game and could be out for the Notre Dame game.
Right. Cause he's got 10 days mandatory rule in the ACC is 10 days from the day your positive test happens. The game is on a Saturday. He'll be at day 10 on Friday. So does that mean like he's not going to practice at all? Like, what's the guideline there? Do they just like Zoom call and do film study with him? And
I would think so.
I think that's enough. Yeah. Like, clearly, if they're losing this game to Boston College, he is no matter what the better option to win a game. But
or the only option.
Yeah, if they can't beat Boston, like, I'm just assuming they would have handily beat Boston College today otherwise. But some people thought, what I was hearing on TV this week is no one really thought they would lose this game regardless. Like, they would still just handle Boston College. And then what they were talking about on TV this week was then if they get to Notre Dame, they can afford to lose that one because they'll meet them again in the ACC championship. So even if they lose, they have a chance to beat them again. They still have an easy chance of making the playoff. But if they lose to Boston College and then Notre Dame, they're done. Season over. And yeah. I would argue if they lose to Boston College and beat Notre Dame, their season still might be over. Because I don't know. How do you bounce back from Boston College?
You speak the true truth.
Facts.
Yeah. No, absolutely right. I mean, it completely changes the layout. Which is funny because they're one of the schools that wanted so badly to come back. They led this whole, they're one of the ones that led this whole charge of like, we want to play football. I mean, I saw commercials for it with Trevor Lawrence being like, we want to play, we want to play football. And
and then he got COVID.
What a bust.
Well, and that's because he's just letting people spit in his mouth. Probably.
Oh, should've done it. For sure. I would.
You would spit in his mouth?
Did you?
Or you would let people spit in his mouth?
I would spit in his face.
I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
hold on. Did you guys see he proposed to his girlfriend?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay, so they posted a picture and his knee isn't all the way down. And someone posted on his picture, he's running a quarterback sneak.
Don't trust him.
Don't trust him.
Well, do you guys, wasn't it Peyton Manning who has like the most notorious one ever where he faked the kneel and then ran it in? Because Peyton Manning's slow as shit. Yeah. And he did that when he played for the Colts. He has a few really good fakes. It was either him or Brett Favre that had the fake knee. And then there's also the fake spike where he fake spiked it and then he sent his wide receiver on a go route and just dropped it in the end zone. Also a touchdown. And I believe on both, maybe one or both, the refs were like 100% tricked too. So they're like, no, this play is over. He's like, my knee never touched. He's like, we don't care. Like, we thought it was down. We blew the whistle. Play ends at the whistle. Sorry, your trick play doesn't count. And that's like, you can't be that good. You can't be that good at tricks. Trevor Lawrence, we see you.
Yeah, we see you, Trevor.
Knee was never down. The proposal doesn't count.
Since he's not playing today, he's obviously watching the show.
Huge fan. Huge fan. Yeah. And guess what, bud? We would all at the same time spit in your mouth.
Yes.
You know, despite I was actually thinking about this game though. So Boston College is playing really good on offense, and it's funny to see Trevor Lawrence. So I think he's winning them their games, and without seeing him out there like to do these tricks to get them back in the game, you're really kind of seeing what Clemson might actually look like.
I think they're a pretty good team anyways. And who knows, maybe they'll even come back and win this game.
And they could. But it's only second quarter.
I just think what really happened is like no Trevor Lawrence being out there kind of just like lit a fire under Boston College's ass. Like, hey,
this is the time.
This is the time.
This is their bowl game.
I mean, at one point in time, the guy that Clemson is playing out there was the number three recruit in the entire nation. Like, so it's not like,
right, yeah,
it's not like they're throwing some scrub out there.
Yeah.
But I don't think he has the preparation needed to go out there and win a big ACC game.
Well, no, he probably thought he was never going to play.
But where's their running game also? Like, literally, their running back is a candidate for the Heisman Trophy. So they should have other ways of winning games. And not only that, when you think of Clemson, you also think of, like, great corners. Like, Falcons drafted a corner from them last season. Almost every year they have a cornerback in the top round or two. Four great defensive linemen usually. They're not stopping Boston College. So I think you're right, Derek. I think maybe Trevor Lawrence is covering up for what would have been a down year on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah.
He's just putting up so many points in a game.
As we're saying that, I just watched Boston College get another first down. I mean, they're
still moving. Yeah.
Yeah. They're still going. So I don't know. It's an interesting year for sure.
Well, so and I don't mean to intentionally segue us, but it does seem like by the end of all these seasons, like everyone's saying COVID, crazy stuff's happening. But by the end of all the seasons we're seeing so far, the team that you thought was going to win it all ended up winning it all. So even with these weird, crazy COVID setbacks, ultimately we have two LA championships.
Yep.
That have come out of it, which is no surprise to anyone. So, not really.
Especially me.
You seemed reluctant, and I don't blame you to fully jump on the Dodger bandwagon this year. Like you waited till they had it on lock to get.
they were down three.
They were down 3-1
against the Rays. Against the Rays, I wasn't scared.
No,
don't you think though? That, I mean, they absolutely had to win this year. I mean, they're kind of like they're like the Clippers. Like, they were must win. They went out and got Mookie Betts. Like, they built a team to where they have to win right now. Especially now, like, I think Justin Turner, we don't know if he's going to be a Dodger next year. Like, we'll start seeing some of these pieces going away now.
Also, we're 100% after that final game. Justin Turner will be suspended, whatever team start next year. That was insane to me. But I will say, if his whole team was cool with it, and he's like heat of the moment, like he just shared a dugout with them for the last like six games.
Well, yeah,
Probably all are going to test positive regardless. Yeah. Let him celebrate with the guys. His wife, who he's with, obviously celebrating as well. Yeah. She lives with the guy. She already has it. Who's he hurting?
I'm mixed in the first place. The guy got pulled in the seventh inning, with two innings left. Like, he's already been out there the entire time. Why are they running COVID tests during the World Series?
Why are they getting the results during the game?
Why are they getting the results?
Results be before the game starts?
That's what I
finally have the results back from the lab. Like, stupid. It just doesn't make sense. And then for him to, like, he's been out there the whole time. I've watched every one of those games. He doesn't even have a gator on. He never has a mask on.
Right.
He's been out there the whole time. He's been riding with them. He's been eating with them. Like, that game alone, he's been playing with them the entire time in the dugout. And then they pull him, and then everybody freaks out because he runs out there to celebrate with him. It's like, well, I'm sure that good thing they got him out of there when they did.
Like, he didn't run out right away. He didn't come out till
they
were holding up the trophy and then took the picture.
Right. And from what it seemed like, the team was like, hey, come get in this picture. So it's not like he forced himself upon the rest of his teammates.
Yeah, they probably asked him to. They probably told him to. They probably didn't, he was probably waiting and,
I think a lot of their team will be back next year. Not only that, but a lot of their team, very similar to the Braves, their teams are just so young. Yeah. I mean, they do have – the Dodgers have more key old pieces on the team.
Yeah.
But they have so much young talent and money as well that I think the next 10 years, the National League is pretty set for talent.
Seager and Bellinger, like, they're going to be back, obviously.
Mookie's going to be there for a while now, I think. Mookie'll
be there. Yeah. I still think Turner probably comes back.
I don't think they necessarily need him.
They don't, but I don't. I mean, unless he wants to go, I don't see why he would go.
Yeah. He's still a beast.
Yeah. I think what the Dodgers are eventually going to need to do is re-up on pitching at some point. I don't know if it's next year or the year after. But
it's just you do see teams do this though, where they'll start to try to dismantle. You'll see other teams try to make offers for these players to try to remember. You saw it after the Cubs won, right? Like right afterwards, you had a bunch of people that are just going to other teams. And
why would you want to be the sixth highest paid guy on the Dodgers when you could be the highest paid player on a different team?
Right.
Like that's what happens when you're on just a stacked championship team.
Yeah.
But then when you're a fan of those teams, when you're a Dodger fan or like probably 2 or 3 years from now, a Braves fan, right? When they have to decide Ozzie Albies, Acuna, like who are they actually going to pay all this money? Then you have to worry about, who's our third option? Who's our fourth option? Someone else might see them as a first option as who they're going to prioritize and pay. And then you start losing the guys that you really like. Cause usually the third or the fourth best guy on the team is usually a lot of the diehard fans' favorite player, right? You don't always like the very best guy on your team. Sometimes you really like that random role player, right?
Unless you're an Angels fan, then you just really like Mike Trout.
Or Okami. Right? Or whatever.
Yeah.
It's Trout. Trout's Trout's becoming the LeBron James, where people will follow him from team to team if he moved teams. Like if he jumped to a different team, all of the Angels fans would all of a sudden be whatever that other team.
Which is crazy. I don't know if he'll ever move to another team though. He could end up being the NFL's Calvin Johnson though, where he just stays there and then
never gets a championship.
Wasn't his contract 10 years, so he's going to stay there.
Yeah.
Him and Albert Pujols. I know Pujols has played for two teams now, but they just give such long contracts to people that Albert's an old man now, and you're like, wow, they're still paying him a lot of money per season.
They are.
It's insane. But the Dodgers were the best team all season. They finished strong. after they got over that Braves series, it just seemed like there was no way they were losing the World Series coming back from 3-1.
I was going to ask this question on the show. I was excited to get to baseball. If you are Clayton Kershaw, do you retire?
I think he's got another. I mean, this statistically was probably his best postseason ever. So do you leave on the super high note, or do you know that you at least have, like, if he comes back next year, they're going to be the favorite to win another championship.
I'm just thinking on the scope of, like, he finally got it. Like, he finally is able to shake that. Can he win in the big games? Like, can he win in the World Series?
But the pressure's off now. So even if he came back and shit the bed next year, who cares? He finally got it done.
Maybe this will be like the confidence, and he just goes off this next season.
I think so. I think no pressure net going into next season. He's still got the arm. I mean, he was absolutely phenomenal in every game but one in the entire postseason. Right. So
yeah,
I would have been excited to see how a full season would have went. I mean, you had the Mariners almost get in. I don't know. I wish they would have started sooner. I know they started late, obviously because of COVID and everything. But I remember thinking at the time when they started, it's like, man, they could have done it a month or two before.
Yeah, what I'm more excited for next season is just to find out how many teams they're going to let into the playoffs, because they obviously let too many this time. But any other year in the past, not enough teams, right? Like, you know, for the longest time, there was one wild card team. Then they added the play-in game. I think now they're going to have to pick something in between. You don't have to let 16 teams in, but 12?
Yeah.
12, perhaps?
Yeah, 12. And then also, do they keep designated hitter for both leagues?
Yeah, exactly. There's actually quite a few things that...
I could see them doing the designated hitter before I see them doing more playoff teams.
Yeah, they'll probably go back to just the play-in game next year. You're right.
But I could definitely see them doing the designated hitter.
Think about the NL this year. Think about the Dodgers. Think about the Braves. Like, them having that designated hitter just gave one more, like, explosive bat, and both teams were incredible all year.
Yeah. You know, it's funny is because I watch the Mariners, I literally forget that the other league doesn't have a designated hitter every year. I forget every single year until we get to the playoffs. And I'm like, oh yeah.
Well, and I'm an NL fan, so I have always thought anytime that I watch a Mariners game that you guys are cheating. Because I'm like, oh, designated hitter, that's a bunch of bullshit. Like, that's a cop-out.
How can they have that in one side and not the other?
It's just a super old rule that's never changed. Baseball's such a traditional sport, man. They're like, they're so set in their ways. But a couple games, I will admit this, I was really into the Dodger-Braves series, but a couple other series or games in this playoffs were so long and boring. Yeah. I mean, it's worse. Baseball's worse than ever. As far as the analytics, everyone says analytics have made baseball better. They have not. It's an even slower game. Every other batter, someone was getting pulled, and then we have a 5-minute TV timeout, right? Like, it was like, new pitcher, TV timeout, new pitcher, TV timeout, other thing happening, TV timeout, 12 pitches being thrown to one guy, and then the next guy, and then the next guy.
Well, and then, I actually made some notes about this. I actually had written down some notes. So, so there's that. Then you pull in the new pitcher. Then the new pitcher gets a few practice throws. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No! You've been throwing in the... Like, you've been throwing and get out there and start. Like, what are we doing? And then, oh my God, you're right. Every at bat is either a strikeout or a home run. Like, there's not, I mean, you see some line drives and stuff, but like, it really is just strikeout.
You don't, in an old fashioned, we talk about baseball being a traditional sport, and then now we're complaining about it not being traditional anymore. But it's true though, like, there used to be parts of a game, and we saw it a couple times in the, Braves Dodgers series. I hate to keep going back to it, but it's like, it was the highlight of the playoffs for me, even though my team lost. It's like where I was really dialed in. Yeah. And there was a couple plays that felt like old baseball where you get that first guy on base then you get that second guy on base, and then you get that third guy on base, and you feel the momentum build, and then someone finally drives them in, and you're just so excited. And we don't have enough of that in baseball anymore because it's just solo shots and strikeouts.
Yep.
But I just shout out to the Dodgers because I feel like they found ways to get it done no matter what. Like, regardless, they had some old school games. They had some new analytics style games, but they got it done either way.
Well, let's just be honest. The Rays coach fucked them by pulling Snell.
I mean, everyone knows it.
Yeah.
But that's and that's the traditionalist aspect that I heard them complaining about afterwards, is that what happened to old school baseball where your pitcher, your best pitcher, you ride that guy. It's a ride or die with that guy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, do you really think your relief pitcher is a better option at that given time?
Yeah.
Even if that's the case, if I'm paying a dude that much money, I'm saying this is on you, bud. You have one more game for the whole rest of the year. That's the last game he's going to play for the rest of the season. Go let him try.
He wasn't going to play the next game.
Right. Obviously. Go let him try.
Well, that's why I think you got to have a mix. So the White Sox just hired Tony La Russa as the
embarrassing
skipper.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. I do think that he could be a good mix of, I mean, cause it, so he's old school, but also he embraced analytics in the very beginning. I listened to a show this week talking about how, like, in the very beginning, he was one of the ones that started changing out pitchers based on if there was a lefty or a righty at bat. And people thought he was nuts at the time. And now you see that. I mean, you see that all the time now. It's pretty common.
Yeah, but that's one of the best young, talented teams in baseball. And yeah. I just don't think hiring a 76-year-old manager is the solution there. You know, we see it a lot in America in general right now where people are just like, oh, that guy's 74. He'd be a great leader for the next 4 years. Yeah. that's great. Same mistakes going on in baseball right now. Like, what the fuck? Go get some 40-year-old dude who actually understands analytics. Or, like, the Dodgers just had success with a dude who won a World Series for the Red Sox not too long ago. Mm-hmm. Like, there's options like that out there.
Yeah.
And they're going to hire Tony fucking La Russa. I'm sorry, but there's no way anyone can justify that hire to me. He's 76 years old. He doesn't even know what a new computer looks like.
He can't. Yeah. He has a brick phone still.
Yeah. That dude has a flip phone. He doesn't know analytics.
And then on the other side of it, another team hired a real game changer. AJ Hinch just got a job. So he was the cheating. He's the guy in charge of cheating for the Astros, and he just got a job with the Detroit Tigers.
Well, no, he knows how to get it done.
Yeah, I like him.
So I guess it's a double-edged sword, because if you just listen to, like, everything we talked about, it's like baseball's changed, some things we like, some things we hate. Yeah. So then, like, how do you maybe...
I still think a pitch clock... is, man, you gotta have it.
And maybe you just have a guy like Tony La Russa around, because, like, one manager doesn't do anything anymore in baseball, right? Like, one guy doesn't make all the decisions anymore. But maybe you have a guy like Tony La Russa around just for situations where one other guy is like, we have to pull the pitcher. Whatever says we gotta pull the pitcher right now. And then he's just there to say, fuck off. You know, like, he's like, fuck off. We're not pulling him. And that's the only reason Tony La Russa is there, just to stop someone else from making a 100% analytical decision.
Sure. I could see it.
Possibly.
Someone says, yes, you got to have that clock.
Yeah, man, I think that clock would really. Oh, yeah. Delisa Penny. Thanks for watching. Yeah, I think the clock would really change the game. It would really help out. I mean, there's been a few times. I mean, especially when you watch, like, on the Cubs, when you watch, like, Lester play, and you're like, good God, dude, throw the ball. Like, what are you doing? You've been up there for 7 minutes, and you have four pitches. Like, what is going on?
And it just seems like, you know, like Wayne's World, when, like, they're playing hockey in the street, and then it's like, car, game off. And it's just like, that scene for 3 hours now.
Yeah.
So boring.
Game on.
I didn't just I didn't just watch the games. I was doing something else the whole time.
Oh, baseball is the perfect sport to literally do anything else during.
Yeah, it's a great sport for building an Amazon wish list.
for your OnlyFans.
Yeah, I've gotten a whole second career going since baseball season. since the baseball playoffs started, I have a whole second career now.
Oh yeah. like to balance my checkbook, work on my OnlyFans, I get a lot done.
I like how you said one thing that's like super 2020 and then another thing that's super like 1998. Balance my checkbook.
I was going with a baseball theme where you kind of
It's a little bit of both.
Yeah, it's you got some new school and some old school. I balance my checkbook. And then I
invest in Bitcoin.
Then I take a bunch. Then I take a bunch of pictures of my feet and put them on my OnlyFans. Yeah. So,
I considered it.
The pitching change took so long that I was able to take 25 foot pictures and edit all of them.
Yeah.
before the next guy threw a ball.
Yeah.
Well, upload them and make a couple bucks.
Well, right. with today's upload speeds, man.
Not if you go over your
I've got over my data. So,
all right, man, we should do some pick 'em. We're 30 minutes in.
Yeah,
I'm ready. All
right, let me see if I got the right music here. Yeah. All right. Rock and roll, baby. All right, everybody. Time for what everybody waits for on this show, including us.
It's what you all wanted.
It's what you've all been waiting for. We got your pigskin pick'ems up. Last week, I did horribly.
Yeah.
I did not do good.
You guys have had a couple rough weeks.
No, wait a minute. Hold on.
The week before you won.
I got 11 points last week. The week before, I got 6.
Ew.
Yeah, so whatever. It's fine.
What's your point total now? 67?
I don't know. I want to try to find a way to... There we go. That's a little better. I have 64 points.
65.
I am not doing very good. Where am I at? I'm in 15th place.
I have 68 total points, but it counts your dropped week and your point total. So
yeah, so I guess if you don't have the drop week, I have 72.
Yeah, so I think I have 68 including the drop week.
I am not doing very good, but I'm hoping to rebound this week though. By Jove. I think I've just
officially established that I'm here now. I'm here. I'm dropping bombs every week. Except for Thursday.
Let's talk about Thursday.
We have to start with Thursday. So the Falcons are now 2-6. I am now 2-6 picking the Falcons. No, I'm actually 100% over, I believe. So I've picked the Falcons. The only two times the Falcons have won games, the only two times Falcons have won a game this year, I did not pick them, and I picked them every other time. So I have the same record picking the Falcons that the Falcons have playing games. On Thursday, I was stewing on it at work all day. I'm sitting here. I had picked the Panthers on Monday, the day after the Falcons lost to the Lions. I was still bitter when I made that pick, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I was still feeling the darkness down in my soul. So I picked the Panthers. And then on Thursday, we're talking in the chat, and I say, there's no way the Panthers beat the Falcons twice in one season. It's just not happening. And then me and Sean are talking about both switching our picks in the group chat, and I start making orange chicken. And I'm like... Okay, I'm making the switch, and I go to make the switch, and it's 6:22, 2 minutes after you're allowed to make the switch.
Oh no!
And I'm like, "Fuck, I'm locked in Panthers." And then I'm messaging other Sean, and then I message other Sean, and he's like, "Oh, the Falcons are for sure going to win now." And then, like, very first drive of the game, they get 40 yards in two plays, and you're like, "Wow, they look pretty good, but they're not scoring touchdowns, right? They drive the whole field, have to kick a field goal, decide not to go for it on fourth and inches. Then they drive the whole field again, another field goal. So opposite of last week, because against the Lions, they refused to kick field goals. And that's probably what cost them the game. And Raheem Morris, the interim head coach, was like, we're aggressive. We're going to continue to be aggressive. And then he fucking lied to all of us and just kicked field goals this entire game. And it worked.
Yeah.
Like, he kicked field goals. He played it safe. And they played defense and they won the game.
They dirty hit Teddy.
And they hurt a national treasure. Yes, they
dirtied him, dude. They dirty bird him.
Fowler, the trip was like a dude legitimately, like, it's like something you see in a movie where he just like stuck his leg out while he's being walked. And then as Teddy's going down, our defensive tackle comes in and just helmet to helmet, shoulder crushed into the ground. I was like, oh, so we know he has an absolutely terrible knee, and we kick his terrible knee on the way down, and then we give him a concussion on top of that. And he found his way back in the game by the end. I don't think Teddy was the difference maker. I think, you know, Teddy came back in and threw the game-ending interception. And while Teddy was out was when the rain got really bad. So both teams were just running the football anyways. Yeah. But I'm surprised that is where the Falcons kind of took advantage of the game. Gurley had a terrible game. He only had 6 yards up until the rain starting. He had a couple good runs. Hill had a few great runs. And the whole game changed. And then the rain went away. And then finally the Falcons put together a couple good passing drives. Julio was insane. It sucks Calvin got hurt. I hope it's not for a super long time. Yeah. But it was a good game. I don't think any of us picked it right. I think all of us had the Panthers.
Yeah, I don't know how everybody else did across the whole league.
I think only one person
took them.
Okay. As long as it wasn't Jeff, because he's kicking our butts.
It was the person who's in first.
Great. So Jeff's just dominating. Like Jeff's been on, like, he's even getting the sleeper picks right every week. Yeah.
He's doing really good.
Three people picked the Falcons.
Noster Jeff. All right. So for Sunday, we got the New England Patriots are traveling to Buffalo against the Bills. I don't want to say must win for Bills, but I'm saying that this is the opportunity for the Bills to actually show that, like, how good of a team they actually are. I think the Bills are going to win this game, but with this win, I'll probably start believing in the Bills more, because I kind of cooled on them a little bit, but I'm ready to re-up on the Bills if they win this game, especially if it's like a wipeout, like if they just dominate them. I don't think it will be.
I think both of these teams have been playing just real, dud type games lately, like, you know, what I mean, like they just had like an 18-12 game against the Jets, which is a score I've never even heard of, and then the Patriots are playing the same type of games, you know, like they can't even get to 20 points. Mm-hmm. I just have no faith in that offense right now. They don't have a receiving core. Cam Newton looks pretty bad. I don't know what we're going to get out of them. They're reeling for sure. I'm not super sold on Buffalo anymore either, though.
No. Yeah, I dropped Allen in fantasy. I was done. I'm done with you.
I mean, it seems like
I dropped him for Herbert.
I'm super hot on Herbert. We'll get there when we get to the Charger game, because we'll circle back to it for sure. We'll circle back because Herbert's my fantasy lock of the week. Beasley was my fantasy lock of the week last week, so let's circle back to this Buffalo game. Beasley will be once again the difference maker. He's just going to be the safety blanket the entire game in a low scoring affair. I believe.
Go ahead and go make sure I play Beasley right now. Make sure I have him in there.
Oh, I got him in, baby. Because I just don't think the move for Diggs has been too great yet. They're not an explosive offense. He just doesn't make any sense there. It's at the beginning of the year when they were putting up 35 points a game. He made a ton of sense. But
well, that's I'm what, not, yeah.
I got the Bills. This is all just a long-winded way of me saying
I got the Bills. I don't have to. I mean, after seeing what San Francisco did to the Patriots, I mean,
they embarrassed them. That's the second game in a row where, you know, and by the way, I have to admit, for last week's games, that was the game. I can wait until we get to the San Francisco pick, but that was the game where I was wrong, and I truly, like, should have known better.
You picked the Patriots to win that.
My argument was the San Francisco had to go east again, and I didn't think that was going to pan out very well for them. But, like, the last couple weeks, San Francisco's, even with Jimmy G throwing two picks, no touchdowns, they look like one of the best teams in the league. Because when Jimmy's having, by the way, everyone wants to say something about the two interceptions. He only threw four incomplete passes the entire damn right. game. He actually looks pretty damn good.
Yeah,
And we'll circle back to that.
It's so hard if a ball gets, and I don't remember. I only remember the ball that was thrown to Kittle that got picked. I don't remember the other one.
Yeah,
was it a tip ball?
Yeah, I think so.
It's like when it's a tip ball, it's like fuck, man. You can't even count that as an interception.
No one's going to count your picks at the end of the year if you're making a playoff run. Yeah. So no one cares.
So did we all take the Bills?
Yeah.
All right, moving on to Tennessee Titans against the Bengals. The Titans barely lost against Pittsburgh. I think you'd have to be crazy to take the Bengals over the Titans in this game. I'm taking the Titans. I don't have much to say about it.
Yeah, the Bengals are one of those teams that keeps losing close, right? Like, they keep having games where you're like, oh, they could upset the Browns. They could upset somebody, but then they don't, right? They're close.
They had the Browns beat, man.
Yeah, they could, but young, inexperienced teams aren't closing out those type of football games. You know who else doesn't close out those type of football games? Experienced teams like the Atlanta Falcons. But they did this week.
Anyway. You speak the true.
I'm gonna take the Titans. You're right. They're a shitty field goal kicker away from being undefeated right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
John, did Sean, you take?
So yeah. Fuck Joe Burrow.
Okay.
I like Joe.
Fuck Joe Burrow and his tiny hands.
I bet he does have just super small hands.
He's got them Trump hands.
Titans are going to, I think, just do whatever they want.
Oh, you Ooh. Got one. Ooh,
like that. I need to put a picture of that Kermit on there. I need to put that Kermit picture on.
Oh, please do.
I will. I will make sure I get that in there.
I think my whole family would enjoy that.
All right, we got the Las Vegas Raiders are going to Cleveland this week. Man, Cleveland won big in a really, really tight game against a really, really bad team. But you know what? They finally I mean, it was a rebound that they needed. I'm still not convinced on Cleveland. They're, like, the good teams that they're playing have beat them. The bad teams that they're playing have been close. I was kind of torn on this because I'm still kind of sold on the Raiders right now.
Yeah, but the Raiders are only 3-3, right? Like, they, I know. But two of their three wins are against the Saints and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
It's so hard to pick.
It really is. This is the toughest game, honestly, I had on here.
Yeah.
I decided to go with the Browns because they're at home. I went with an oldie but a goodie from Derek.
So wait, who did you take?
I took the Browns at home.
I am clearly just a humongous hater because I took the Raiders knowing better. Like, it's Cleveland at home, and Cleveland in games like this really seems to have their stuff together. But Cleveland's also had a bunch of really close games against really bad teams. I think LA has looked good in even their losses. I think they're a better than a 3-3 team. Just like I think the Browns are worse than a 5-2 team. So I'm going to take the Raiders. And I want to see what the looks like Javier and a couple other people in the comments section have some questions for us. Maybe we pause for the cause real quick. If you don't have Williams as a handcuff for Jones, like, that sucks, man. Like, all those guys have handcuffs, and it sounds like you don't have any of them.
Yeah.
I'd
stick with Claypool.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I said it on the show last week. I think Claypool's done. That was a flash of the pan. He's the backup for Deontay Johnson. He is the backup. They play the exact same side of the ball. They're both play on the outside. Claypool is going to be in for gadget plays. They do run him a couple times. And when he is in over Deontay, he could be a home run threat periodically. But I think that all Steeler wide receivers now are impossible to decide between, because they have four great options, and they're going to figure out who you're not game planning for, and then that's going to be the guy who goes off.
Yeah.
That being said, if I did have to say one of them was a lock every week, it's Deontay Johnson, which I've been trying to say since goddamn week one. Out of those running backs, though, I don't know. I don't trust Dobbins. I don't trust James White unless it's PPR. I don't know. I don't know how to help you there.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
What about Gallman? I don't know about Gallman either.
I don't know about Gallman either. Whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
There we go. Yeah. By the way, that came up because shout out to one of my ex-girlfriends who used to just send that to me randomly when she wanted me to come over.
That's pretty good. What about the – what should we do this next one too?
It's full PPR. It's full PPR. Then I would say probably James White, but I don't mean to make it even harder for you, but I will say that – Dobbins is going to get more play now because I think their running situation was a little rough. Ingram just isn't doing anything to keep that job. But they're playing the Steelers, right? Ravens are playing the Steelers.
Yeah, they are.
James White, if you got to. That's what I would say. James White. James White, it's full PPR.
Do we want to do this other fantasy question here?
Yeah. I'd say... Well, Tevin Coleman's out, so I don't know.
It's
So I'd say Hasty and Higgins.
All right. Love it. Show's become a fantasy show.
I think Hasty can have
coming a fantasy show. I love it.
Yeah, I will say I even thought about making a move on Hasty this week.
But you didn't, and I did.
No, I like to play 2 or 3 weeks ahead. At this time, I'm not taking any one offers. Like, I'm not taking a guy just to fill in for a week anymore.
Well, I am because I have a situation going on in our league. You know?
A situation? Oh,
yeah. Well, yeah, so what is it here? Chark's on bye week, so at Kenyon Drake out. And then Chark's on bye week, so like my
flex off. In my opinion, Drake's never going to be the guy in Arizona ever again. I think he's losing that job, man. Edmonds is good.
Well, he had a good week the first week I got him, and then so
think about that game like 2 weeks ago where Drake went off in the Dallas game.
Yeah.
One of those was like a 60-yard touchdown run at the end of the game in garbage time that should have never happened. So
it was beautiful.
But then every Drake owner in the world got super hot on him again. Like, yeah, Drake's the guy. And it's like, dude, that was 12 extra points on an absolutely garbage time play. Like, how often do you think that's going to happen?
Well, I'm not.
You don't usually run for a 60-yard touchdown when you're trying to run the game out. Anyways,
I told you guys that the guy I'm playing, his bench could beat my team. So I'm grasping at straws on this next one. All right. So you took the Raiders, Zach?
Yeah, I took the Raiders.
And Sean, I assume you're taking the Browns.
So it's hard for me.
Is this a tough game?
I picked the Raiders. but it was hard.
I want to know how many. So he's saying he's 6-1 anyway. So he said it's not a big deal if he loses. I mean, I think we all just have those weeks where our starters are on bye, like that we didn't plan for. Like, oh, I didn't plan for when I drafted this team to have half my starters on bye week in the same week. You just have those. You take the loss, and if the win happens, that's just extra.
Yeah, that's just crazy. I had Watson on bye this week, so I went and draft. I went and got a Garoppolo.
Yeah, this is the week because right they're playing the Seahawks. Are they playing the Seahawks?
They are. Yep.
We'll get there. We'll circle to that game real soon.
Yeah, it was one more on the Raiders and Browns. This would be the one. This would be the one that I wake up Sunday morning and I go, yeah, let's go Raiders. You know. So all right. Yeah. Colts at Lions in Detroit. Man, the Lions are a good 3-3 team. I mean, I'm not saying like they're the best 3-3 team. I'm saying like 3-3 feels right for the Lions right now.
Then if they're not the best 3-3 team, who is? The Raiders?
I mean, they might be. Yeah, it's between those two. Yeah. I went ahead and decided to go with the Colts on this game, though. No real reason.
You know who the best 3-3 team is? Is whoever wins the game out of the 3-3 teams? Because I think that one of them for sure wins, and I spoiler alert think that the other one also wins because I'm taking the Lions, baby.
Ooh.
I think they're feeling real saucy. I think they're feeling real saucy after last week.
Okay.
And I like that they start and finish with Adrian Peterson, with Swift taking all of like the middle of the game. Because Adrian Peterson, for as old as he is, starts that opening drive so aggressive. Like he just bulldozes ahead for the first couple runs. And they're making holes for him. But here's why I'm really taking him. Golladay is healthy. And now with Golladay, Jones, and Hockenson, a couple key plays last week, obviously the catch to win the game. They have options. And we thought Stafford before he got hurt last year was an MVP candidate. Everyone seemed to really like how he was playing. He's playing that way again. Their defense is a slight concern, but guess who that won't matter against? Phillip Rivers. Your defense can be bad against Phillip Rivers. Now I will say this, not the Browns game, but this game was the hardest game for me to pick because I say it every week. Colts are the best defense in the league. They're continuing to be the best defense in the league. But I just think the good offense from the Lions beats the great defense from the Colts. My opinion. Okay. I got the Lions.
Sean?
I picked the Colts.
Yep.
I think I'm the only person taking the underdog here.
All right. Got the Minnesota Vikings at the Green Bay Packers. The Minnesota Vikings are 1-5, and I think they're going to be 1-6. I think the Packers are going to win this game. Packers at home. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers.
Packers. Sean's like, I don't have much to say. I'm going to say, yeah, I drink this wide.
Yeah, I
drink a little wide.
That's none of my business.
Think Pack's going to give it to him.
Yep. Yeah,
I think
it's going to be.
Come on, baby.
Now I wonder what the sound clip you're gonna have for that is, though.
Oh, I already got an idea for it.
I'm really excited.
It'll be on next week, I promise you. As soon as I get off the show here, I'll make
it. I think it should be the clip from Superbad where he's like, so you guys got MySpace or I don't know why. Because he's like, Ben. I don't know. Packers.
I might just do, you could do Packers. Whatever you want.
It's literally just you saying that. Like, you
it,
make
might.
A sound
it might just be me saying it.
Yeah, I am. Poor Vikings, man. Classic case of a team losing what was really the secret sauce, which was their offensive coordinator, right? Like he went to Cleveland, he took the sauce with him. The sauce is gone. It's similar to when Kyle Shanahan left Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then all the sauce taste in your mouth.
So you're taking the Packers?
No, I'm taking the Vikings. I'm just kidding.
We got the Packers on this one. So, New York Jets are going to Kansas City and, I just can't even make a case for the Jets right now or ever. I still maintain. No, the Jets.
They have. I want to know.
They had the build on the ropes.
I want to know who the, who cares. I want to know who the 1% is that's taking New York in this.
It's Sam Darnold.
Because 1% out of a few million people is still a decent amount of people, right?
Yeah. I think that the Chiefs are going to do whatever they want. And I think it's going to be a real bad day for the Jets. 0-8. I'm taking the Chiefs.
I don't even... This is going to be the Jets fans on Sunday right here.
Yeah. They do drink an ice.
They're not just going to go halfway. They're going to go...
Like, fill it to the top.
They're going to fill it to the rim.
I've heard that Jets fans love barefoot wine. So... Oh.
Well, it has to go along with their shitty stadium that we should be boycotting.
Yeah, MetLife is absolute trash. MetLife
is trash.
We should probably move to the next game, but I want to say that we need to get a Ward to go back in on this for the if he does any editing and just get like a warning. This show could have gratuitous amounts of the Kermit the Frog meme. Like war. warning, gratuitous amounts of Kermit butt.
So you pick the Chiefs?
Sure.
The LA Rams are gonna play Tua. They're gonna play Tua Tagovailoa.
Poor guy.
Miami.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. What a team to start against.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not a good idea.
Aaron Donald's gonna break that kid's hip.
Yeah.
So I couldn't find it in my heart to pick the Dolphins in this one. I just think the Rams. I think the Rams are turning out to be what I did not expect, which is them bouncing back and they're having a pretty good season. The Rams are going to win this game. I think it's going to be pretty ugly. That said, I hope Tua looks good, but.
I am just going to like reiterate what you said, right? Like, why now? You know what? You know, like we all talk about, like, oh, bye week and then get a chance to start Tua. That was always their plan, sure. Yeah. But they do realize what defensive line's on the other side of that bye week. Yeah. They also realize that they have Jalen Ramsey as one of their cornerbacks.
Yeah,
Tua's going to throw some picks. He's going to get sacked probably 6+ times in this game. There's going to be some growing pains. I do really like the Dolphins, though. Like, yeah, as a team, as a young team, I like Gaskins. I like a lot of players on that team. I like Williams at receiver. I even like Gesicki, the tight end. We'll get there for sure. I saw that, okay. And I think he fleeced that person. So I want to talk about that. I was going to try to wait till Dallas, but... Okay. Maybe we'll get it in after this pick.
Well, but
I'm taking the Rams. I think this is a tough game, and I think the Rams have proven they can go on the road, and we're starting to see both of their wide receivers really start to work, right? Like, there was a Cooper Kupp sighting last week, which just gets me going. And the trio of running backs, which seem to all be working now in LA, I like the team. I'm too hot on LA.
Yeah, I picked Rams for sure. I think Fitzmagic's going to play. Just watch.
Why? Why do you think that?
I think he's going to get hurt. I think Tua's going to get hurt.
Game one. I think he's going to get banged around, but I don't think he's going to get like truly injured. But I think he's going to get banged up.
I think Darnold. Can you put Kermit the Frog up on the screen? I think Darnold's going to.
You know that I can't.
Gratuitous amounts of Kermit.
Aaron Donald's going to just dude.
All right.
Yeah, I hope Miss Piggy's not watching the show, cuz she's probably worked up a something fierce right now.
All right, next one, we got the Steelers at the Ravens. This is the game that I've been dreading, honestly. I am taking the Steelers because that is my team. But this would be the game where if the Ravens win, I hope it's close. They play again on Thanksgiving, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I think they might be in Pittsburgh on Thanksgiving, though.
I can't wait for Thanksgiving football, baby.
That's going to be awesome. I am taking the Pittsburgh. I'm taking Pittsburgh here. I do think that Pittsburgh defense is going to be a lot of work for the Ravens. Where my fears are is that the Ravens are also a great defense and Ben threw some picks last week. I will say I did like that Pittsburgh got out ahead early against the Titans, and that's not something that Pittsburgh typically does.
Yeah.
So I like that fast start. Boy, they just got to get better at hanging on.
I think that saved the game for you.
Oh, man. Absolutely. I mean, and then a missed field goal from the Titans, we would be talking about a 5-1 Pittsburgh this week, but yeah. they held on, and that's what matters. So I am taking the Steelers in this, but if the Ravens win, I am not surprised. I just hope it's really close if they win it.
Sean, do you want to address any of these? There's like five questions in here.
I was gonna get to them as the games came up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep your questions coming.
Guys. Is that
T. Higgins?
It's T. Higgins, who's just by the way, as soon as we get there, if you are talking about most weeks, I would say T. Higgins most weeks, but we'll get there. And I think that there's something special going on with the San Francisco offense this week. So we'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get to the rest of
it. As we get to these games, we will get to your comments.
Yes, as we get to the games, that's how we'll do it. That being said, the Baltimore Ravens are a running football team. The Pittsburgh Steelers dominate at stopping the run. Where I struggle here is that this isn't a normal running team, right? They're not just stopping a running back. There's a lot of movement in the backfield from other players. There's Lamar Jackson's constant threat. I think the Ravens are due for one of the two, right? Like, I think this is just, it was like Falcons, Panthers, no teams winning both of them, right? Yeah. And whoever said anything about Zach Moss, please give up on him. Since we already passed the Bills, I might as well pepper that in. Give up on Zach Moss, I had to also. It was a tough realization.
That being said, I'm taking
Baltimore, but I already regret it for my opening point, which is that they're a running football team. And I think I'm slightly biased because I have that Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews combo in two leagues, and I want it to be good so bad.
And
I want it to be good.
But
I can address one of these real quick because it says, would you guys drop Edelman for Lazard, Mark Ingram, or McKissick? I think you might agree with this, boy, or at least Sean maybe, but I kind of like McKissick, actually.
Yeah, from, the Washington Football Club?
The Washington Football Club for boys and sometimes men.
I almost said it.
I know, you were thinking about it. You have that wine in you, buddy. You're getting a little fired up.
I'm so hot. I'm sweating.
But if you're talking PPR, which they said 14-team PPR, I know that, like, if we're talking, like, second flex, right, or first flex, depending on what they play, we're talking, you only have one flex, Lazard or McKissick, that's really close. But that's where I'd be between. I would probably stay away from Mark Ingram. One, they don't use him enough. Two, Pittsburgh defense, so stay away from him.
I would drop Edelman like a fucking – I dropped him week two.
Yeah, and you can probably get him back. That's the thing, is that if you drop him and then he comes off of, like, what, he's on the four-week IR –
yeah,
you have a chance to pick him back up.
What's the point?
I am regrettably taking the Baltimore Ravens, though, Derek. Okay. Regrettably.
I am not. I am picking the Steelers. Just because. I think it's a flip of the coin. Really.
Yeah, it really is.
I have honor in fantasy, so I'm hoping I should probably pick the Ravens then.
When it's a flip of a coin. And I haven't said it this year, but I've said it in many years past. Sometimes you just have to say they're due. And the Steelers are due for a loss.
It's true.
They're just due. No other reason behind
can
it.
Can I say that if the Steelers lose tomorrow, I would be more than happy with a nice turkey dinner win on Thanksgiving. So if I had the choice to choose one of those, I would choose a loss on Sunday so that I could enjoy my Thanksgiving with the Steelers win.
I like that.
I would give up the one to take the other.
Make that turkey taste a little more brighter.
It would. It'd be like, eat that stuffing. What a win. What a great day. Thanksgiving.
By the way, that Scrib guy, I actually like his team a lot. Mahomes, Kamara, CMC now that he's probably going to play. Julio, Evans. I've been riding Evans all year. He may only catch three balls, but two of them are touchdowns.
His team's very
– Jefferson's coming on strong. Philip Lindsay's there just in case, right? I don't think there's a lot of value in Zach Moss. That's what I'm saying. Like, I drafted Zach Moss thinking he was going to be one of, like, the rookie running backs. But it turns out he's the only rookie running back besides for Akers. He was a bust too. He was the only other rookie running back that wasn't good, right? Like Jonathan Taylor's been awesome. I think like he's been huge value for me. I have him in four leagues. I think that what's his name? Obviously Swift. I have him in two leagues. He's great value as well. I think Zach Moss. He's a 4.66 guy. Like he's just too slow and. They're always going to run the ball with Josh Allen over any of their running backs, which is the same problem you have in Baltimore. But I like your team. But it's strictly between McKissick and Lazard there, for sure.
Yeah, McKissick's been – yeah.
Yeah.
He's got some heat behind him.
I'm with you. And Washington's just starting to move the ball. But, yeah, I just don't see Moss have any value. Has Moss even scored a touchdown this entire year to this point? I don't think so.
Yeah. All right. Chargers at the Broncos in Mile High. I like the Chargers. I have liked them. I like Justin Herbert. I think of these two teams, the Chargers are the better 2-4 team. Man, the Chargers got that. I don't know if it's a curse. I don't know. A lot of close games. It's just tough to be a Chargers fan. This game, though, I am taking the Chargers in it.
Yeah.
They should have a better record, but they don't.
I'm big on their whole team, actually. Besides the running backs, sadly, they're just not.
I like the combo. So they're not good fantasy running backs, but they're
– yeah.
It's a decent combo now with the two guys in the backfield. Kelly's another one of those rookie running backs where, similar to Moss, like, yeah, I like them, but I'm not going to have them on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
I say that, but I actually have a league where I still haven't dropped Moss, but I'm teetering. And I know he's been hurt, but I just don't see them running the ball a lot. This guy's really trying to defend him.
I would go with McKissick over Moss.
I mean, it sounds to me like he's justifying his own point. So maybe just keep Moss. Like if you're that hot on him, I tend to ride with more guys that have more upside. So like I won't ride with the steady 10 pointers. Traditionally, I'd rather have someone that's got a little more pop to him.
You know what, dude? I would suck it. I would suck a dick to get 10 points out of any fantasy player anymore.
Yeah, you're having a rough one.
Drink that wine, baby. Are you guys both taking the Chargers?
I'm taking the Chargers. Yeah, I obviously I'm a Herbert homer. So
yeah, but you've been that one gentleman from the Broncos.
I'm a Drew Lock homer as well.
Yeah,
but I'm a homer. I'm a homer on both sides. This is a hard game.
I like Locke, but I'm taking Herbert in this one.
Yeah, I just think like Keenan Allen, huge John. Yeah.
Let's be real. I don't think this game comes down to those two guys because they're both going to have big plays probably. Yeah. Like they're both probably also going to make some rookie moves. I think the Chargers, both teams fully healthy. They both have pretty equivalent defenses, but both teams are not healthy. So the Chargers have the better defense and they have more weapons on the outside right now. Like plain and simple, Denver's best wide receivers out for the year. So it's Jerry Jeudy and Noah Fant. And then maybe a running game, maybe.
Yeah. Which I really liked Philip Lindsay the last year and the year before, but.
Right. I was always bitter towards him because I was a Royce Freeman, once again, Oregon homer. So yeah. I was like, I always wanted Royce Freeman to be good. And but he's Royce just.
Freeman's not good.
No, he's
He'll get a big play.
He's a real Joshua Kelly. Yeah.
Yeah. He'll get one big play and then just 2 or 3 yards.
So we got Saints and Bears in Chicago. I am still, this is the game of the week that I don't care about. I don't care for either one of these teams. I will say that I am less sold on the Bears and Nick Foles than I am on the Saints. God, this was a tough game to choose. What's the weather like? Maybe I'll take the Bears at home. Yeah.
I picked the Saints originally thinking that Michael Thomas, who has been the bane of my fantasy football season.
Dude, slit my wrists.
I don't know how I have found. So I'm playing in a PPR league for those who maybe are just watching the show for the first time or not. Who cares? Kamara's there, right? So this Scriv guy is probably like, what are you doing, man? Kamara's there, but it's PPR. It's two flex PPR, so I'm super aggressive on wide receivers. It's also a keeper league, so I could have kept Kamara in the first place. I decide to opt out of that. I pick the second pick of the draft, and I go, all the other running backs are taken, so it's Kamara or draft a wide receiver. And I go Michael Thomas over Kamara. Just a dumb move.
Yeah, that's bold.
It's bold, and I made it, but I had a lot of faith in my keeper. I was able to keep Mark Andrews in the 10th round because you get to use the same pick from the year before. So I got I got Mark Andrews in the 10th. So I was like, okay, I got a solid foundation. He's destroyed me all year. Somehow still have good running backs because of Swift and Jonathan Taylor and a couple other people, but it's been rough.
I would go with Ayuk this week.
I think he's going to go off. I do think he's going to go off, but I also think everyone's eating in Cincinnati now, right? Like, yeah. I have Boyd and I have T. Higgins in a couple leagues, and it just seems like there's been weeks where I can play both of them. Yeah. And that's because Joe Burrow is going to be behind in every single game.
Yeah.
And they're going to spread it around. When you play anyone from San Francisco, there's the risk that they could be running the ball the entire game because you guys love to run that rock.
Mm-hmm.
But against the Seahawks, they're going to have to pass the ball. So in this particular week, I like Ayuk. I think that they're going to pass the ball a lot. But that's the next pick, so we'll get there. I picked the Saints because I thought Michael Thomas was playing. I thought they were finally going to have a full complement of wide receivers. So I was heavy on the Saints. Now I'm torn, but I'm going to still stick with the Saints on the road. Yeah. But I'm torn.
So same thing with me. I got Michael Thomas. I have Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, and Keenan Allen in a league, and I should be winning. But I'm not because
it's Michael a part Thomas of the game, man. And I don't think it's because he's hurt. I think he's a fuck. I think that's what's really going on is that he's deep down just a fuck. Because, like, he came fuck back from injury the first time, and then they sent him home from practice.
Yeah.
Like, something else is going on.
He's a fucking bitch.
Well,
fucking cunt.
I know the wine's starting. You're getting a little fired up. You got the vinegar in you, man.
Well, that's the thing, man.
The vinegar boiling up inside you.
It's a $50 league.
Yeah.
And it's 12 people, so that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but it's $50. It's $50 you probably paid 2 months ago. Like, who cares?
No, I didn't pay it yet.
Then you should have already paid it. That way you could forget about it.
Maybe I did pay it. I don't know. I'm in six leagues, man.
You've paid money to places.
I'm in one league that I'm losing and I haven't paid anything, but thank God because I'm terrible.
But it's always worse knowing that you're already going to lose because then you know you're just giving the money away. Well, like when you pay it late, you know you're just, here, take my money.
Yeah, I lost. Thanks. Fuck off.
You pick the Bears. I have the Saints. So you guys both have the Bears.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, the next game. So I made these picks on Sunday afternoon before the Seahawks played. So I had originally had the Seahawks picked. But because the Seahawks lost to the Cardinals, I'm going to go ahead and take the Niners on the road, especially since I'm playing Jimmy G in my league. And I need him to have a big old game against that not great Seattle defense. I hate the Seahawks, so I'm taking the Niners.
A little bias came into play here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. I think I took the Seahawks to beat the Cardinals, though, and I don't know. I had 11 picks, so maybe I didn't. But
no, you didn't.
No, I did. You did. So I'm taking the Niners in this game on the road.
Yeah! Like, I was like totally having a dud of a week that week, too. And then I got the Cardinals pick, And then what was it? The Rams pick on Monday night.
Both, yeah. Both games that I lost because
I came back strong because I had a little bit of a rough start, probably because I get the Falcons wrong every week.
That's yeah. Don't we all?
Yeah. Don't we all? I also have.
You just made the list, stupid idiot. You just made the list,
Jericho, stupid idiot, imbecile. I have the Niners on the road. I think that their offense is just going to absolutely go off. I think that the Seahawks have to play hero ball every week. And it's funny because in a way it seemed like Russell Wilson almost admitted it in the interview last week. He's like, yeah, I guess the Cardinals. Normally these games are games we win. It's like, well, you can't you can't win hero ball every week, which is why I hate Seattle once the playoffs come. Even if they go 13-3 this year, I'm going to hate them immediately when the playoffs start because you can't play hero ball in the playoffs. You have to play defense. And I think San Francisco, even with injuries, plays much better defense and ball control offense than the Seahawks. I got the Seahawks or the Niners exploding like they did last week, like they did the week before.
Yeah.
Niners.
You know, I got to say a couple things. I hate Seattle. Everything. And it is annoying to watch them play that kind of football that they play, where they just throw a 50-yard bomb to Lockett or Metcalf and win the game, you know, by a couple points. And shootouts are fun, but it's like, it's scary because San Francisco, baby. I want them to, if they, because they've already lost to the Cardinals, right? And they haven't played, and then they beat the Rams. I mean, out of all the games, I want them to beat Seattle in the division. Like, I want them to beat Seattle both games out of all the division. But
yeah.
I'm picking San Francisco.
Okay.
I'm scared, though. I think they'll lose.
Okay.
You think the Niners are going to lose. I think they're hot on the Niners this week. They've convinced me.
But I've been here. I'm here
back up for a fantasy question that was asked about this next game. That's the Dallas Cowboys at the Philadelphia Eagles. The Cowboys are a mess. They are a mess. Certified mess. Coaching, I don't know. But the players don't care about Andy Dalton. I don't know, man. That team's a mess. Yeah. But the Eagles are a mess, too. But the Eagles are a less of a mess than Dallas. I am taking the Eagles at home. I don't know about the Cowboys this year at all. I think the Eagles can win this division and get to the playoffs and be under 500.
But I think they're going to go on a mini run and get closer to 500. Like, if they win this game, they're 3-4-1. They're only one game
right
below. And I do think they win this game, whether Dalton plays or not. I wanted to circle back to this as well. He traded Carson and AB for someone who was clearly trying to ship Zeke Elliott. Zeke Elliott is a top five running back. You should be holding on to those guys because top five running backs are hard to find. That's the reason they go so high in the draft.
Just bench him. Don't get rid of him.
No, I mean, if he's getting Zeke in this, that's great. Because he probably picked up AB. He probably picked up AB.
Guy trading it.
Yeah, like this. He probably picked up AB on a whim, right? Like, he probably heard AB was coming back.
This is the guy you said he fleeced him.
He fleeced him. But nice. We're going to regret saying that if AB really does come back week 9, doesn't miss any games, and just becomes the slot receiver of Tom Brady's dreams. Like, Tom Brady's made a career out of, you know, unathletic white slot receivers. Now he's going to have one of the greatest slot receivers of all time. And we already saw a sample of it a little bit last year. So,
Scriv lagged out.
Did you
say drop Edelman for Lazard or Rieger and drop Moss for McKissick? I think
so. I like Lazard over Edelman. So yes to that. So yes to that one. Drop Moss for McKissick. Well, you kind of talked me into Moss, man. So now I'm in the same dilemma that you are. Maybe I'm going to go pick up the Moss in the league that I dropped him. So thanks a lot, but now I'm having problems.
Yeah, I'm actually now me.
Now I'm going to have to start asking.
Now I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm just going to bench all my players now.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be on here sounding confident in things that I say. And now I'm holding my phone slightly off screen, looking into picking Moss back up again.
Okay, yeah. So, football. I picked the Eagles. And Sanders is out still. So, just so everyone knows, if you got Scott, play him.
Nice. So, to circle back to that, though, the league that I did talk about dropping Moss in, I kind of had to because I had Aaron Jones. It's a league where you're capped at only 5 running backs, so there's always running backs on the waiver no matter what. Like, you always have options. So I was actually able to cut Moss and pick up Jamal Williams, which who wouldn't do that if you had Aaron Jones as your starter? Like, it just made sense. So as soon as Aaron Jones is fully healthy, I will probably get Zach Moss back. But the handcuff is nice, so maybe not. But I'll be debating it.
Yeah, you're big on the handcuff. That's how you draft. It was crazy.
I'm a handcuffer, man.
So did you guys all take
ladies? Eagles?
Yeah, Eagles, baby. I think Zeke has a game.
I think Zeke has a game. So I think making a move on Zeke was smart. I think it's and I think Carson Wentz. I think ultimately Carson Wentz is just starting to figure out these like no-name receivers, like, but they're working for him now. They're also on their third tight end now, and even that's working somehow. So.
And I picked him up. I'm playing Rodgers.
I like Goddard when he comes.
I'm
back.
A little irritated that this is a Sunday night game, but whatever. I think Seattle and San Francisco or Pittsburgh and Baltimore, like one of those two should be the Sunday night game.
But I don't usually get to watch the Sunday night game. That's actually like
good for you.
Yeah, I won't feel bad about skipping it.
Yeah. And finally, for Monday night, we got Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New York Giants. I am ready to take my medicine. I think the Buccaneers are for real. I think they're probably one of the better teams in the NFC.
Would you say they might go to a Super Bowl?
Perhaps. No. I think they could. I mean, I think they'll still.
Still cold.
I still think you
still don't want to say it, do you?
No, well, because I still think there's other teams in the NFC that can beat them. I think the Niners could beat them.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously.
I mean, I think the Rams could sneak one out in the playoffs. I don't know. The NFC's tough, man.
You can't trust Jared Goff against Tom Brady. They'll both go out and lay an egg.
Okay.
They will.
Yeah,
and so, it'll be very boring for everyone.
I'd say
worst Super Bowl I've ever fucking watched.
If you're gonna pick a Super Bowl game, if you're gonna pick a Super Bowl team right now, I'll say yes, pick the Buccaneers. If you were picking a Super Bowl team right now,
like if there was a gun to your head,
yeah, I would go. I'd go Kansas City and the Buccaneers. And maybe my bias, maybe I'd go Kansas City or Pittsburgh. And but I mean, keep in mind, I would say Pittsburgh like any year other than like the last couple. Right now Pittsburgh looks great, which is really helpful for my argument. But I mean, probably Kansas City still. That's the team to beat.
I don't think this. Sad to say, now that Kansas City has a running back, I just don't think Pittsburgh. In an AFC championship could beat them.
Well, I think I've and our two season Super Bowl picks, I think I've picked Falcons Steelers like 3 of the last 4 years. So
no.
I'm not even allowed to.
I don't know. The Chiefs anymore. And the Steelers are a game I'm interested in seeing still. I want to watch that game.
I think it'd be fun, but I think in the end, Kansas City would.
I still think the Steelers would stop that run. But that secondary. I don't want to see that.
I personally think that Kansas City's passing game is so good that they'd be the only team able to open up the run on.
I could see.
Not only that, but I just have a feeling they'd find a way to sneak Le'Veon in at some point, and he would be running harder than we've ever seen him run ever before in his life.
Yeah, he would want to just put it inside you.
He would go in there. And, well, speaking of going in there and doing whatever they want. is Kermit queued up and ready to go for this Buccaneers Giants game?
Yeah, he is.
Because I think that Tampa Bay is just going to spread him open.
Yeah,
and just
do whatever they want.
It's going to be aggressive. Wait,
is it? It's at MetLife.
MetLife, so Tom
everybody Brady is going to tear their ACL.
Yeah, everybody. Well, the good news:
high ankle sprains, torn ACLs, MCLs,
okay,
torn biceps somehow.
Okay.
Well, yeah, and what's sad for Tampa is that they're literally so as good as Tampa is, they're a team of like, yes, they're. O.J. Howard, their best tight end, hurt. His backup is Gronk, who could fall apart at any moment.
Yeah, I'm playing him this week, too, baby.
Mike Evans has to hobble out onto the field every time to catch a touchdown pass. The only time you see him not hobbling is when he catches the ball, and then he gives the ball to the referee and hobbles back to the sideline.
Yeah.
Godwin, I never know. The least injury-prone player now on the entire team, and we don't have to talk about Leonard Fournette, right?
That's without saying.
The most healthy person on the entire team, besides for Tom, is probably Antonio Brown on their entire offense. Like, he's going to be the most reliable dude.
Yeah, I mean, see, I don't think he's playing this week, though. I think he's playing
week after for sure. But New York just doesn't have anybody. There's a reason this is, yeah. It'd like, be cool if they won.
Yeah.
It
wouldn't hurt anyone. Football. It wouldn't hurt anyone on the pick'em because you know our entire pick'em league picked Tampa. So it's one of those games where if they lost, we'd all just be happy because it's not hurting anybody.
That's what's rough too. It's like I want some dumb motherfucker to pick the Giants. You know?
Yeah.
Like Jeff or Sean.
That was a good one.
Well, they both have leads on. They both have leads on everyone. So if they wanted to, you know,
make a
trash can pick, they could.
Well, dude,
all right, everybody, thanks for watching the show, listening to the show. Make sure you tune in to find us on everywhere that you can. But we're everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, YouTube. Watch this show. Make sure you give this show a like. Please subscribe to the channel. We have a Patreon. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy football tomorrow. Enjoy college football today. Have a great weekend. Go Warriors.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors. Love you, Bomb.